This small white building to the east of the gin was where Mr. Ira would oversee ginning operations. The interior of this building is neatly finished with beaded boards on the walls and ceiling. The built-in counters and shelves were for his record books. It was made comfortable in winter by a small stove and was well lit year-round by 5 large windows. Mr. Ira's health was adversely affected by cotton dust, so during the ginning season, he spent most of his time here and not in the gin house. Mr. Ira kept accounts for a variety of farm enterprises in his record books, in addition to the cotton gin. It was this diversity that enabled his business to weather the setbacks to cotton farming that came in the 1920s with the arrival of the boll weevil and in the 1930s with the Great Depression. On his office notepaper, Mr. Ira experimented with several styles of letterhead, some picturing a cotton bale, some featuring a flowing ornamental script, and some giving his enterprise the rather grand title of White City Farm. These were small but telling indications of his ambitions for this upcountry farm.